hear from Mason. Mason talks about his Crohn's disease and how this has affected him in the current situation, but also touches on issues such as autism and the importance of building confidence in young people.
Mason, what is Crohn's disease?
Crohn's disease is inflammation disease where there's no cure, and I've had it since 2017, and it's different for everyone, and it's getting more known now. Like, since I was diagnosed, of course I didn't know what it was, and for me, I can't drink caffeine along with spicy food, so it is different for everyone, and you can have all the different kind of complications.
Yeah, of course. So I think that's a good point you made there, Mason, that it's different for everyone, but What are some of the symptoms, maybe? How did you know that you had Crohn's? What are some of the symptoms?
Well, when I got diagnosed, I had a coconolithotropy, where you have like a tube down the throat and a tube up the back passage. That's how I knew I got diagnosed, by having one of them. But slightly before, not many people could see the symptoms, like going out like to school and going out and about. It was mostly my family, mum and dad, who like noticed the symptoms, because I wasn't eating. I lost lots of weight. At the time, I was in really lots of pain, and it was really hurting. So I knew something was wrong. So we got checked, and it was a good time that we got checked. Well, I got checked when I did, because if I didn't get it checked like any sooner, I was told I was going to have like surgery. So it was quite good. I got seen then.
Yeah, very, very lucky that you decided to go and see someone about it. So you said not many people knew much about it, but that people are starting to know a bit more. Why are people starting to know a bit more, Mason? What's helping with that?
I think because it's an invisible illness that people can't see. Dynamo's got it, like more noticed people are getting it, that have got it, and by speaking out. Dynamo started his own program. He talks about Crohn's on there, so he's raising awareness, talking about that.
Yeah,
it's like getting more known.
Yeah, so it helps when kind of like famous people like Dynamo the Magician and people like that talk about these issues. And I think that's a really good point. And you're helping to do that as well, Mason, because you're talking about it on social media. One of the reasons we've started this podcast, Mason, is because we were inspired by what you started doing, because you've started your own podcast, haven't you? Even before this, all about Crohn's. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what gave you the idea to start a podcast on Crohn's, and what kind of things do you talk about?
Well, to start off, really, a friend I know who's got Crohn's, well, she started doing like a podcast, and I thought it'd be a good idea if I started it, because it's a good idea. The best time to start it than any other time, because you've got quite a lot of free time. And with the podcast I've been doing, for those who haven't like listened to my podcast, well, they're going to be like each week. So they've been ongoing on for 2 weeks. It's not just going to be about like my journey with Crohn's. It's going to be like about me in general. Like last week was, because it was autism. We just had an autism awareness week, and it's an autism awareness month. So I thought I'll speak about my autism, because like Crohn's, that's getting more noticed.
Well, autism as well.
Yeah,
people are understanding that a bit more. So there's a few things I want to mention there, Mason. Let's start with the autism then. So what do people need to understand more about autism, do you think?
Like, for example, teachers, they maybe need to understand a bit more, like that they need to know like the each child's like needs and like for autism, because like I said with Crohn's, autism can affect people in all different ways. You can get high functioning, low functioning, so it's all different. Like you might like get one person who's like really, really good at English, and you might get another person who's not so good at English, so it's all different.
Yeah, absolutely. All our brains work in such different ways, don't they, Mason? You make some good points there. Just going back to your podcast, in case there's people listening, they might be listening to you already and thinking, I really like the sound of this guy, I'd like to hear a bit more. What's the name of your podcast and what days do your episodes get released?
Well, the days that they get released are normally on a Monday. Like the last two times I've done the podcast, that I have done them on a Monday and like released them later in like the evening on the Monday. And yep. And on what the name of the podcast called is called My Journey with Crohn's Disease.
Brilliant.
And it's on Spotify.
Fantastic.
Where most people have like listened to them, and it is also, I think I said on my last podcast I did, but for those who haven't heard of my podcast, there's an application called Spreaker, and yeah. If you go on the App Store, you don't type Spreaker in, you type Studio in, and it's an app with an S. So if you type that in, you could also like sign up and listen to my podcast on there, and also brilliant. If anyone else wants to start their own podcast, they can so set them their own podcast out on there as well.
Brilliant. I mean, there's some really, really good messages there, Mason. And obviously, he's mentioned that his podcast, his My Journey with Crohn's Disease, you can go onto Spotify, you can listen. And also the fact that you'll be able to learn not just about Crohn's, but autism. You might even be inspired to start your own podcast as well, which is brilliant. So thank you for that information, Mason. I now want to talk about the current situation we all find ourselves in. Obviously, we're in lockdown. Someone like yourself is obviously classed being high risk and having an underlying health condition with your Crohn's. Just tell us a little bit about what that's like to be now in lockdown for 12 weeks, because obviously some people are finding it hard when we're just extending it for everybody, but actually you, from the start, you've got 12 weeks. What's it like for you, Mason?
Well, before we actually went into lockdown and like schools and colleges were shutting, I decided the college I go to is quite like a big environment. There's lots of people go there. Well, I decided like I think it was like 2 weeks before the college actually shut, I thought I'm not going to risk going in, because as the coronavirus, like you don't know who has it. There's like all the symptoms, like say someone cough, or you're thinking like, that they might have it, because just before we broke up, I had a maths lesson. And what happened was, a health assistant teacher was in maths. They were quite close to me. And they sneezed and they had pants over in the mouth. So what happened was, of course, because I've got a Crohn's underlying health condition, I fought for myself and I walked out straight away. Just because you don't know what's there. They might not have it, but you just don't want to risk yourself.
No, you can't take any risks, can you?
Yeah, and to do with the lockdown, of course, it is going to affect lots of people, not just the ones with underlying health conditions. Like for myself and others, it will impact lots of people's mental health. For like not seeing people, not seeing your friends, not going out. If I would set any advice on any of you, is try and keep busy as much as you can. I know some people might not have a garden, so a good bit of exercise is maybe just a walk around the house.
Yeah, yeah. We all have to find different ways, aren't we, Mason? I think there's some good advice, and you already answered my next question about what advice you would give as well, which is great. So something around advice that you've been doing recently with the multi-schools, you're obviously an ambassador for us, and you've just helped design and deliver a program called the Reach Out, Speak Out program, which is all about developing confidence in young people. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Mason, and why you wanted to do it and what you got from doing that?
The Reach Out Speak Up program, it was really successful, because everybody enjoyed it. They all got something out of the program, and that at the end of it, I would say each person who took part in the program built some sort of confidence, because of course, as I was one of the people who's in charge of the program, of course it's going to be like nervous to start with, and then because you know, it was 3 weeks for each group, and really good to like get to know everyone, teach them, and like be in charge like a role model, like it's an example to them.
Absolutely. I think you were a massive role model for all the young people that came along, Mason. Just speaking from your own experience then, I knew you when you started at Marketfield School, and if I'm honest, Mason, you probably wasn't the most confident person. What helped develop your own confidence while you was at school?
I think when I was at school, when I was younger, like especially from like in like main school tasks, so I'd say if I was struggling with something, I wouldn't actually ask for help. I would just hide it, hide in the corner, saying, like, not even put my hand up. So I think I've gained quite a lot of experience over the years from other teachers, other people who's like helping. So
yeah.
So it's good that from my experience is to like, it'd be good at, like, if I could teach other people and like how I built my confidence, so I can help them build their confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose what you're saying, Mason, is your message for any children who may be struggling in school or wherever it might be, that if they are struggling to reach out and speak out and ask for help. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's the main point I'm saying. Is if you just try and ask for help, even a little thing, it don't have to be a big thing. It's small steps, because it took me a while to build my confidence. So it's not going to be fast, but it's really good just to build your confidence. So you're more, it's not just to do with school, it's a daily life, just little things.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's some really good advice. And when we've had chats about this before with other young people, they've said about the small steps are really important and not try to do too much too early. So something else you've kind of stepped onto as well, Mason, is football coaching. I know from speaking with you, and we used to have lots of conversations in school, especially after the weekend, about football and the football scores. You've done your own football coaching now at two different football clubs. Do you want to tell us a bit about your experience of coaching?
Well, of course. When I was coaching at the Mighty School Council, I think it's a couple of years that the football club at the Mighty School Council has been going now. Of course, I think that's been going really well, and it's good to be a coach there. And of course, unfortunately, I haven't been there for a while. Because of my Crohn's and stuff. So, but since then, I have been going to coach with No Tempest. So that's something else to do, because, of course, then you train on a Wednesday, and I think there's a game each Sunday. So the thing is, with the Multi School Council Football Club and the with No Tempest, they're both like really understanding about. Like it's saying, if I need time off, they understand. And like maybe with other people who have got Crohn's and have invisible illness, then they might judge a person for their like needs and just say you can't come anymore,
which is completely wrong. And it's why we're raising awareness about different areas of disabilities, but also illness as well. And it's what some of the messages you said there, Mason, it's good to hear of. Obviously, two clubs that are supporting you and are supportive. So you've obviously achieved so much already, Mason. You've mentioned about the awareness you're creating through Crohn's and your own podcast. You have helped deliver a program for young people that builds their confidence, your football coaching. For the future, Mason, and being involved in the multi-schools, what more do you want to achieve, and what more do you want to raise awareness about?
I think it was like I would like to raise awareness for like all the because it's not just focused with the Multi School Council. It's not just focused on autism. It's focused on all, is it? It's on all needs.
Absolutely.
So I think like in the future for the Multi School Council, I think I'd like to maybe go to different places to like maybe do assemblies, talks about like, of course, like Crohn's, autism, and maybe for people who don't know what the Multi School Council is, autism and all that. All the needs.
Yeah, so I suppose, Mason, that there's some really good messages there, and that there are still schools in Essex that aren't yet signed up to the multi-schools. It's our mission to get every school signed up. What would be your message to those schools that aren't currently signed up to the multi-schools?
Well, I think going back on the confidence scheme, it'd be good to keep this Reach Out Speak Out program going. So it'd be good to tell other schools about it, and people who don't know about the Multi School Council about that as well. And get the message across, really, to try not to never give up.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're a great example of never giving up with everything that's been thrown at you, Mason. And just because you mentioned it, I am going to come back to it now. You said about the Reach Out Speak Out programme again. I know that you and Charlie, the creators of the programme, both ambassadors, because of the situation we find ourselves in, you're now looking at how you could maybe get that online, aren't you? Do you want to tell them about what you're doing right now to get the Reach Out Speak Up programme online?
Well, me and Charlie, the other creators of the Reach Out Speak Up programme, well, because of the current situation, as you said, we're currently ongoing in talks to get the Reach Out Speak Up program online. So we will keep you all updated about what's happening about the program, when we're going to launch it again. So, because I know this is a tough time for all of us, and it'd be good to start it up again online.
Definitely. And just so listeners who are listening know that the reason we started this program is because young people themselves told us they wanted more confidence. We went to Mason and Charlie, who are two examples of building their confidence, and then they went and led it, and they got some money from Essex County Council who backed us, and we were able to then run the program. And as they've just said, they're looking to start something again. We've got feedback from the young people who were already in it, and we've got ways to improve and make sure that we develop more people's confidence. So thank you, Mason, for all the advice you've given and all the understanding you're starting to build around Crohn's. And I would also encourage people to go and listen to Mason's own podcast, which is called My Journey with Crohn's Disease, and you can download that on Spotify.
Can I say something else?
Yeah, of course.
For those who don't know that, if you can't find Spotify account on my journey for Crohn's Disease, well, I've got two other platforms where it's going to be shared. So, and I'm sure like the Marksville Council will share as well.
Absolutely.
I've got a Facebook page called My Journey with Crohn's Disease also, so that is the same as the Spotify name. I've got also an Instagram page, what hasn't been on long, but it's doing well, and that raises awareness of about my Crohn's and autism and multiple cancer also, and that's called @advocate_for_Crohn's. So if you'd like to follow my Instagram page and Facebook page, that'd be really good, and you can keep up to date with everything, and also the Reach Out Speak Up program, what hopefully is going to be starting soon.
Brilliant, thank you, Mason. You've sold that a lot better than myself, so well done. You can tell that you're more experienced with podcasting, definitely. So thank you very much, Mason, and I know that you would have a lot from
everyone
that,
is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.